Hi, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Adriana.
And this is
Kanye Conversations.
Awesome. Hi, Adriana. So we're back from after a year hiatus and highly demanded Kanye Conversations episode. You and me were the ones demanding it.
Yes.
The huge release of Donda in the last week and a half.
Woo! Yeah, Donda just got released. It's been over a year. Was it like last April when the last time we recorded?
Yeah. Yeah. Right around then. So it's kind of been a while over Zoom too. No more in my car. So what are some of your initial thoughts, or how did you feel about even just the buildup? Cause it wasn't just I'm dropping an album. There was a whole run up to it. Like most Kanye albums.
That's true. Honestly, I felt pretty confident that it was going to come out when he started renting out like the Mercedes-Benz arena. And I heard a rumor that he was paying like $1 million a day to like rent out studio space, like within the arena. And so I thought, like, I know Kanye's like a billionaire these days, but still $1 million a day is a lot. So I had a lot of faith that like it would come out after then, but got to admit, at first I was pretty frustrated. Like the first listening party, did you listen to the first listening party?
No, I didn't listen to really the first two, actually. I only watched like most of the third one on Apple.
Okay. Yeah. Good. You didn't miss much the first time. It was so like unfinished, and just the production value, especially compared to the last one, so different. Kanye basically, he had the Mercedes-Benz arena, but it was empty, and it was he was just like in like a red like Yeezy like puffer jacket, and he was just like kind of dancing sort of to like unfinished music, and I was actually kind of disappointed. Yeah, because I was like so hyped about the album, and people were hyping the album, like people in Kanye's circle, and then for him to present that, I was pretty disappointed. But I think he got me by the second time, like when he levitated out of the arena. I was like, oh shoot, Kanye's a genius. Like I definitely still ride for Kanye so hard, so it kind of like flooded back all the love that I have. It never went away. Sometimes I just skip, you know, overwhelmed by disappointment with this man. All right, what about you?
Yeah, that's very fair. I think too, because there was so much hype, because I remember that Justin LaBoy, I don't even know who that is, but I know of him now. His like tweet is like, and he demoed it for KD or something, KD, or they're both like, oh, coming out 100% this Friday, we're selling out a stadium, definitely coming out, best album since My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy or something like that. And it was just like ridiculous hype, you know? And I think I've learned to not expect anything about those kinds of statements because they never come true. You know, everyone's always like, oh, like I remember there are a lot of things about Drake when he was making Views of like, this is going to be the greatest album ever. But then it's like, you know? And so I think I've learned to turn down the hype on that kind of stuff, especially people involved in the production process of it. Cause it's not like they're going to tell you, oh, it's pretty good. It's a decent album, you know? And so, but yeah, the first listening party I heard was mediocre. And the second one was great, I heard, especially compared to the first. And
The
music selection I heard was even better than the third, because it has still had Jay-Z and Kid Cudi. But yeah, I think after this, I was pretty bummed it didn't come after the first one and the second one. I knew it wouldn't come out that night just because I've been disappointed too many times. But about 9 a.m. the next morning is when I expect his albums now. And it happened neither of them. And after the second one, I was kind of like, okay, like, Kanye, just take your time. It'll be a good album, you know. The longer you take, the better it'll be.
Yeah.
But it really does make me wonder, like, how fast he puts together albums. Because, like, the difference between one and three, only, like, a month apart or so, 3 weeks, 4 weeks apart, maybe. Like, how, like, if he was doing, like, if you were to graph it, I feel like everything just ramps up. And it's, like, a J-shaped curve towards the end. But if he just like did that the whole time, and I think that's why My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was so good, is because like that Mercedes-Benz stadium week and a half he did for like 8 months in Hawaii surrounded by all these people. But yeah, I was just stoked. One of my friends texted me the morning it came out. I was like, no way it actually came out. I didn't expect it.
I didn't expect it either. I did not expect it to come out. And when it did, I like ran to like my dad's computer and like I like burned it on like a CD, because like his computer actually like you can do that. And so I really thought he was gonna like unrelease it. I don't know why. I just like had this intuition that he was gonna do that. And then he like Instagrammed this, like, they put out my album without my permission. And so I was like, oh, thank goodness I did that. I don't know. I feel like it's a Kanye move to, like, unrelease an album.
Oh, yeah. Especially after Life of Pablo, where that became kind of like, I don't know if it ever been done before, but that was like the most notable example of a released album being like in process still, where he added St. Pablo. He changed, like, I think Chance changed the lyric. He added another song, like, no. But on your initial listening, what were some of the like highlights or thoughts going through your head when you listened to it?
Well, when I was listening to it on the like the album release party, I feel like I was so, like, I was just on like cloud nine. I think like I was caught up in like the grandeur of it all, like the pageantry of it, like the fact that he like rebuilt his like mother's home and like the like fire and like the, it was just beautiful. I was like, I was watching like an opera or something. And so I like enjoyed the music the most on like when combined with the visual aspects of it. So I think that definitely influenced my initial enjoyment of the album. And so it's a little different than when I like sat down like on that Sunday morning at 9 a.m. when I was actually like re-listening to it. Yeah, I immediately loved it. I love to love Kanye. I definitely don't go into it with like a, oh, let me like criticize this. No, I'm like, I love, you know, I love Kanye. And so I think initially my favorite song was the Weeknd song, Hurricane. Like, I thought that was such a good choice. I love The Weeknd's voice. And so I love that about Kanye too. I think he's so remarkable in like bringing out other people's talents, because I like The Weeknd. I think he's got a great voice, but I do think he holds back a little bit, or at least the music he chooses to release isn't like to his full potential. But even on like FML, the song on Life of Pablo, I just think his voice, like, it sounds like an angel. And then Hurricane, like, this song was leaked like years ago. I think you actually
like a Gandhi era song, I think it was when remember, because we were in the car room, we were getting excited, it was 2018, and because that's when he flew to Colombia, and then at first there was like that's when he got his Instagram back, and he like released the like staccato hi-hat kind of thing for the intro to it.
So yeah, exactly. And so, and I re-listened to that, it was on YouTube, and I was like, oh, choosing The Weeknd was like a plus choice. And I saw somewhere that he actually wanted Rihanna to sing that, and so I was like imagining Rihanna singing it, and I think that would sound really good too. But I think The Weeknd was such a good choice, so I think I was most blown away by Hurricane on my first listen. What about you?
Yeah, I think I definitely agree with the visuals, what you're saying, because even when I listen to Jail now, I still envision like the opening of the stadium. I like see it as like an opening anthem track to like, and then even on Off the Grid, I like remember the moment when he like the beat drops and then he goes like, and I hope the money never neglect me and whatever, and then Marilyn Manson's like bobbing his head, and I still like think of that. And so certain moments I think I have still attached to songs. But I think even I really like Jail at the listening party. I really liked it on my listen. I think the first time through, that was my favorite song the first time through, I think. It was not a super meaningful song. It's not like a lot of good bars or anything, but I think it just like makes you feel really good with the guitar in it. Even Jay-Z's verse isn't bad. Just even the singing, like, I don't know. It's good. It's catchy.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely among my top favorites. For exactly like you were saying, not necessarily the most meaningful, but definitely super anthemic. And I even really like the DaBaby version. I know he's like in hot water right now. And like, I listened to what he said, and what he said was trash, but like, I thought it sounded really good, just like strictly artistically. Did you like the DaBaby verse?
I did, yeah. Cause I didn't, going into it, I didn't know what song Jay-Z's verse was on. So I didn't know like where to expect it or anything. And so I just thought that was like, cause that was what most people I think weren't happy about, is like, oh, he replaced Jay-Z, you know? But I did like the verse. I thought it was good. I thought it fit pretty well. And maybe later we can talk about how you felt about the part twos on the album, or,
oh yeah,
I don't know. We can even talk about it now. How do you feel that there were like, that he released the part twos on the album?
I mean, I love it. More Kanye is always better to me. And I like that he didn't like one or the other, because it's like Kanye to like completely scrap like incredible features. Like, have you heard the song New Body with Nicki Minaj?
Oh, yeah. I listen to that occasionally. It's so good.
Yeah. It's such a good song. And I get that he'd never release it now for a lot of reasons, but like Nicki Minaj is one of her best sounding features and lyrics, and that's like never is gonna get released. So it's not unlike Kanye to like scrap like gems. So I'm glad that he chose to choose to do both of them. Yeah. He's off that minimalistic vibe, I think. At least I hope.
Yeah, I feel pretty conflicted because I feel the same way with you. Of like, as a huge Kanye fan, I feel like I want to hear those other verses. Even like, I forgot what song it is, but there's like a reggae female rapper whose verse I really like on one of the songs, and I really like the DaBaby verse. But then there's like part of me that I feel like part of an artist's job is to like make those decisions, because I don't want to hear I don't want to hear every other part of Jail a second time in order to just hear the DaBaby verse. And so, yeah, I feel kind of conflicted of like, it's his job to make that decision. And it feels kind of like cool. I think it's really what people wanted, because everyone was like, oh, DaBaby's off and like stuff like that. And so it gives you best of both worlds. But then I think in the long run, it kind of like, it initially was really satisfying to me, but then in the long run, it felt kind of like, oh man, I wish that you had either made that decision or put them both on a song so that I don't have like, the only unique part of the song is this like 45 second chunk. And so I feel conflicted about it, but more Kanye though, better Kanye. So.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. And you're right. Like when I listen to part two, I fast forward to the DaBaby part. Or just listen to that version. Cause I think I like it more than the Jay-Z one.
I think I might too. I don't love Jay-Z's verse. I don't think it's bad, but I think it's kind of like barren. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Hope didn't like show up the way that he does, because I feel like when Jay-Z's on a song, he could either like have like the corniest bars ever, or it's like, oh man, this is like the GOAT, like the like he's such a boss, like, you know. So and then I feel
it was more the former. It was a little
a little corny.
I feel like
God in my cell, like it's just so strange. Okay, cool. Any other immediate standout songs or moments?
Standout songs. I really like Praise God. I feel like that one was pretty good. Talk about that more later. But yeah, on the first
I thought you'd like that one. That was the one I was thinking. Which one's John gonna like the best? I think he's gonna like Praise God the best.
Praise John. And I really like Jesus Lord, actually. Because I think it almost reminded me. It seemed like the same storyline as like Cudi Montage of like, oh, there's this kid and then he ends up bleeding in the street. But I felt like it was one of the more like prolonged Kanye verses in a while. But one that just hit me right off the bat and I still love is I Need You, Lord. Is that what it's called?
Just kidding. The one that I thought you would like was the one with the Cudi Montage storyline. What is that one called again?
Jesus Lord.
Yeah, that's the one I thought that you would like.
Well, that was the second one I mentioned. So I did like that one. Because, yeah, it kept going, which I know I've mentioned a lot of times to you before. And then even the J-Luck verse, I think, is super good.
Yes. Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely love those. And I liked liked what you said. That was so good. And, yeah, I feel like there wasn't a particular, like, storyline with Donda. Like, I feel like his other albums have had. You know, I feel like there's such a succinct storyline to Pablo and 808s and even Ye. And definitely Yeezus. I know that's like our biggest disagreement in life.
I think I'm beginning to be convinced by your argument that it is like a very intentional creation rather than like a haphazard attempt to make something new. I don't know. I agree with you more and more on that.
I love to hear it. Cool. But yeah, would you agree this one doesn't, or maybe like there is a storyline. I'm just like totally missing it.
No, yeah, I don't. I mean, I think there's definitely like a Donda storyline and there's like a spiritual theme to it. But yeah, because I think that's one of the things that sets Kanye apart is that he makes albums that I wouldn't go as far as to call them concept albums, but they're like succinct, like they're coherent and they all connect. Even Life of Pablo, as like disjointed as it appears, it's clearly about someone like who like has mental health struggles and is like super rich and super artistic and like has problems with their girl and stuff like that. But Donda, I feel like, is more all over the place because even the Do What I Say or whatever the Lauryn Hill one is, is from like a year ago he released, and then Hurricane is like 2 years old, and so we're even getting Yandhi releases on this album, and then we're getting things that I think are a lot more recent, and so it does feel more like a track list of like really good songs that he made rather than like everything centering around one idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. And yeah, I totally agree. And part of me, I mean, I love that it came out, and honestly I would have been mad if it like came out any later. But part of me also wonders, like, why? What about Donda album that was condensed, did have like that beautiful storyline focused on his mom, and especially all that he's going through recently with like the divorce, and like, I just think that would have been like really grand, because I don't think this is his best album ever. I just don't. I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is the bar for that. It's the bar for all albums, to be completely honest. And so it's like, what would he have done had he streamlined it a little more and like had the vision a little more? I think it could have been up there, but I know we're going to talk later about like how it ranks in the discography, but I think for that reason it like loses a little bit for me.
I think so too. I'm not really a big fan of long albums. I think that, yeah, especially because the part twos add to that. I think if maybe it was like an 8-song release and then he had some part twos, it wouldn't be as bad. But I think I don't know. Okay, I think you could easily scrap. I think God Breathe, you could scrap personally. I don't know your opinion on some, but I think a couple of songs you could have like just gotten rid of and break it down to like, I like 13, 14 song albums. If you even got it down to 15, 16, I think that it would be like, it's just a lot more coherent and more focused and less skips on it. So I would agree with you.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. But I definitely do like enjoy the album. I deviating a little bit off our schedule, but like I know that like my friends, like some of them, I have this coworker who I've like gotten pretty close with, and so, and we have lunch together pretty often, and so we were talking about he asked me like how my weekend was, and like I said, oh, I like mostly listened to Donda, and then he's like, oh yeah, I listened to it, and I was like, oh, what'd you think? And he's like, I mean, I didn't really like it. I listened to every song and I like couldn't find anything I liked about it. I guess what I'm saying, not to rag on my coworker, I really like him, but like my friends, I feel like, didn't really like this album. Like, my friends who do like Kanye. Do you have friends that, like, enjoyed the album? Like, what's the general consensus?
I'm so glad. Something I wanted to say is that's why I'm really glad we're, like, having this conversation, too, is because, like, yeah, the day it released, we went to a coffee shop and they were playing it. I was like, oh, you guys are playing the new Donda. Like, that's cool. And then they're like, yeah, I don't really like it. It's like Life of Pablo 2. And then one guy was like, yeah, it's not as good as Jesus is King. Jesus is King had like a really clean rollout and a great merch. And it was just a great release. And like, I left the coffee shop thinking like, you have no clue what you're talking about, bro. Like, Jesus is King was not a clean rollout. It was released a year after it was supposed to. It was completely changed. And then it was still released a month after the original Jesus is King rollout day. And who cares about merch? And so I left that like... And then even other conversations, people, because they kind of know, like, oh, John's a Kanye fan. Like, oh, what were your thoughts on the album? Like, I'm never given the room to actually express. My go-to has been like, oh, it has some highs and lows, but overall, I think it's really good. But, like, I feel like no one cares enough to, like, understand. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's not a lot of people to talk more about in detail and how it relates to, like, his other albums and stuff. They just listen to it like, oh, does this, like, is this top 40 pop music? No, I don't like it, you know? And so I'm so glad we're able to have this
Absolutely. Conversation. The intersectionality of Kanye West is one of my absolute favorite things to talk about. So I'm grateful I get to talk to you about it.
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is as much for recording as for personal. enjoyment.
Yes.
But yeah, what were some of your favorite just like moments? I don't know if like, do you think about albums sometimes in terms of like, 1 or 2 second moments that like make you feel a certain way and you always look forward to on songs or anything?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I feel like Donda had those for sure. Like there were those like golden Kanye moments where I was just like, ooh, he's got it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, he's my favorite. Like, ah, oh, this is better than the best thing. For sure. I love the part in Come to Life at the beginning. I don't have a snippet of it and I cannot do it justice, but when he's like don't you wish the night could go numb, I've been feeling low for so long, like, oh god, it just hits this feeling where it's just like I've been feeling low for so long, and then like he does something with the beat and it's just beautiful, like I haven't had a high in so long, like, and then he says night is always darkest before the dawn. I was just like, this is everything. So I loved that moment. I think that was my moment, even like not at the listening party but like listening it on my own like that Sunday morning, I was like, Love this part.
Absolutely, yeah. That was my very first reaction to it. And I texted you the wrong song name because it took me a while to get the song names, but I feel like that like it wasn't a hook, but that could have been sung by like I feel like Post Malone vibes almost a little bit in it, but that like the melody or whatever he did there was like perfect and beautiful. And I feel like, yeah, whenever I listen to a song, I like look forward to that part in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Full scent. Cool. What about you?
Besides that one, I really like in Praise God right after Donda speaks, and then kind of this like gap opens up, and then the beat hits really hard. And there's like 2 seconds even before Travis Scott says anything where I feel like goes from just like silence and talking to like a beat opening up and hitting so hard that and then Travis Scott goes, and I feel like that little break, I don't know what it is about it, maybe if I was like good at music theory I could explain why, but I think that I just really love the way that that hits right there.
Yes, yeah, yeah, I love, yeah, you're right. And now that you're like talking about that, I do love that part right before Travis comes in, and I haven't given much thought to it, but yeah, you explained it so well. I just love Travis Scott. He's like one of my all-time favorites. And so every time I hear him like on anything, I just like, I'm obsessed with it. And
yeah, he's like, I feel like after his documentary came out, did you ever watch that on Netflix?
I did.
It was like my friend Justin, you know, Justin, he was like, tell me about it. He's like, it's the most chaotic, poorly organized documentary I've seen. And I feel like it had a very like, it didn't progress in a good story very well, but I feel like there was like, it showed that it made him like way more popular, but that I think may be like a way bigger Travis Scott fan. And I feel like after that and Astroworld coming out, is he's like a top 10 rapper indisputably right now. And I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Totally agree. I loved that thing. I mean, yeah, I was a chaotic, but I'm a little chaotic. Travis, I mean, Scott, I'm like, yeah, I'm like very structured in a lot of ways, but I love some chaos. So I'm for it, especially in art. Cool. And then I'd love to talk about one other like moment. This is like my favorite song on the album, unless you want to hold back.
No.
About favorites later. Okay, cool. My favorite song on the album actually has no features. It's like the one song where it's like strictly Kanye. And I feel like that's just very authentic to who I am as a person. But I am being genuine when I say it's my favorite one. I love Heaven and Hell. That's my favorite song. I think the whole thing is beautiful. He does that thing where he like stops the beat and then keeps it going. It's the one where he says like, devil lay down, devils lay down, like this is where we make devils pray now. It's just like stunning. And
then chorus hits,
everyone,
and then the guitar,
and the classic Kanye like noises, like this is like my favorite. No, that was my favorite one.
Fishing. Yeah, that's a great, it's almost like what's it called off of New God Flow, whatever.
Yes.
I was just listening to it yesterday driving, and that moment was pretty good.
Love that. New God Flow, one of my favorite Kanye songs.
Yeah, and it's a pretty heavy feature driven album. What are some of your features on the album?
Favorite features. I loved Roddy Ricch on Pure Souls, I think. Is that the song? I'm still a little fuzzy with like the exact names, but yeah, Roddy, I didn't even know that was Roddy Ricch. I had to Google it. And also that was a little annoying that like on, because I listened to it on Spotify, it might be different on like Apple Music, but it doesn't list like who's on the song.
No, it doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. And so I give that to Drake though, because I know, okay, this is 21. Obviously though, like I know, like,
yeah.
But you know, I didn't recognize that as Roddy Ricch at first. But he blew me away. I thought he sounded like gorgeous and his verses were so good. Very similar to DaBaby talking about like how he grew up, like where he learned his morality from, and like turning to like his new soul. I don't know if that's his genuine conviction, but it sounded great. And I loved the meaning behind Pure Souls. So I think Roddy Ricch takes my personal like favorite. Like on everyone, I would not have thought, like on a track list, it has like Travis Scott, Jay-Z, like all those people. I did not think I'd put Roddy Ricch as the top, but he's my favorite. What about you?
Yeah, the Roddy Ricch is super good. I feel like that was one of the ones I was really looking forward to for a feature on the album. And I feel like his verse is good enough, but then when he like comes in with the chorus, it definitely like takes it to the next level. I was thinking about this. I would say a contender for sure is actually Playboi Carti. I'm not really a big Playboi Carti fan. I feel like his music's pretty esoteric and like couldn't even get through a couple songs on Whole Lotta Red. but I feel like I really like his verses on Off the Grid and Junya. But I would say my favorite feature is Jay Electronica on Jesus Lord. I was like looking at the Genius lyrics and I was like, this guy is like, because I really like him on How Great Is Our God, whatever, on Chance's album, because I don't really listen to him individually. But I had high expectations for his verse, and I think it like says like earth it all, and just like some of his rhyme schemes are crazy, like J Entendre Electronica, or like something like that. Like I think the like three syllable words and four syllable words with like uncommon sounds just sound like really good the way he strings them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally agree. Such a good feature. And yeah, like I was mentioning, like this is something that I've been like thinking about a lot, like when I'm like alone, it's like where my mind wanders sometimes. Is like, yeah, Kanye really does like bring out like the absolute best in people. And so I would like do anything just to like observe in the studio, like how does he talk to these artists, like what does he do to like get this stuff out of them? It's like, it's stunning. And I love that. I think it's his confidence too, like him knowing, like I genuinely believe like when Kanye's in the studio, I think he's like, I'm gonna be the best on this song anyway, so like let them shine, you know. Even though there are definitely some times when I think Nicki Minaj humbled him on Monster when he said he didn't want to release the album because he's like, she's the best part on the best album of all time. So yeah, definitely, yeah, so good. Jay Electric was so good. Any other notable features?
I don't think that, like, I really liked the Weeknd on Hurricane. I think it was like super good choice, especially with Lil Baby. But I feel like there's something like slightly artificial or like corny about the Weeknd on that song, just because I know I like those are Kanye's words. Like he's sung them and he like made them, and like he even made the melody, even though it's very different than how the Weeknd does it. And like I think just even thinking of how, because I'm sure that happens with a lot of people, artists will be like, hey, I want you to feature, but these are the words you're gonna sing for the chorus. But I think because I know Kanye's sound in my head, and then he says like the dawn is bright for me with his album, like, oh, is he just like, is that just a little ad or something? He's like, oh, I'll do it as long as I can mention my album. And so there's something that like I think is really good, and I think it was a great choice, and it like it adds epicness to originally how Kanye was going to do it. But there's something just like 5% off for me on his feature. But I think the Weeknd was a great choice there.
Yeah. No, I definitely see what you're coming from. I think, yeah, it's super polished. He sounds so like, definitely feels like a performance rather than like an extension of yourself, which I think Kanye is so good at. Yeah, I see what you're doing. I see you and I agree. Cool. I'm trying to think about any other features that I like really liked. There's a lot. What do you think of Chief Keef just in general?
Chief Keef?
Yeah. I can't believe he's only 26. That blew me away. He's like he's mine. Not Chief Keef, sorry, Young Thug, totally.
Oh, because that's one of the things you text me. And wait, is Chief Keef even, I always get Chief Keef and Waka. Yeah, Chief Keef is Love Sosa. But Thug, I think I like his verse. He's been growing on me lately. And it's kind of funny, you texted me like you've been listening to a lot of Remote Control. And I actually like the song personally, but it's gotten a lot of hate. Anthony Fantano is like, this song sucks. And even one other list I saw was like the worst song. But I don't know, I kind of like, it's not like a great song, but I like it, and I like Young Thug on it. So I like Young Thug's verse on this better than his verse on CLB. So definitely. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad song. I like Young Thug on it.
Yeah, that was my most passionate thought about CLB, is that I really like Remote Control more than the one who's on Certified Lover Boy. Yeah, I think it's gotten a lot of hate too, Remote Control. And the end was like so confusing to me. I didn't know what that was. He like sampled some, I don't even know what that noise was, but
I don't know what it is really.
Yeah, and you know, it was so funny, and like out of nowhere, like, you know, Donovan, my friend Donovan, he actually texted me what that meant, and I didn't even ask him, and he like messaged me this like video of like some live stream, and where this like YouTuber, I don't know, like pretended to like leak the Donda album. And so one of the songs on like the leak was that guy, I don't know. So I was like, wow, I did not expect to like form this like new knowledge based off of something Donovan would text me about Kanye. But it's like a total troll moment from Kanye. I don't know if he was like listening to it, but he like included it on Donda. So
I didn't know.
Yeah. That. Yeah. And I love like silly Kanye. Like I definitely like I appreciate all aspects of Kanye. And so I like that on a 27 run album, like he could include like just something for
just that little, you know, bit.
just a troll. Like this man released Lift Yourself, so it's like,
yeah,
it's
so, anything I loved it. Possible.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. So those were our favorite moments, favorite features. I love it.
Yeah. What about, did any bars stand out to you in this album?
I really like the one you texted me about, like the best collab since Taco Bell and KFC. That was pretty funny. Yeah, talk to me nicely, don't come at me loud. I like that a lot. There's a moment on that song that I really love. I think it's my favorite, next to the Come to Life one. This one was my favorite one. I want to get it right. How did it go? It was like your guard of safety. Your gun is off safety, like speak first, don't break me. And then I love the line, like harsh words, you're angry. I love the way he sounds. And I love like, in terms of like artistry, I love the way that it fits with the song. He's like so confident. He's like, I'm this man of God. Like God has us, he owns the building. And then he like, I don't know, does something with his voice. You kind of hear him breathe a little bit. And he's like, your gun is off safety, like speak first, don't break me. I just think it's so raw. It's so different than anything on the album. It's not this like confident man of God. It's like this man who just like wants to like salvage his marriage and like acknowledges like, oh, you're angry. So I love it. And then he ends it with like, wrap your arms around with your mercy, which I just think is beautiful. So I think those are my favorite like bars, like your guns off safety, speak first, don't break me. That's my favorite line on the album.
Yeah, that's another moment too I always look forward to. I feel like that, like, because I really like how what's that one called, Laura and EJ, how it opens up and then even like, and then it switches and he goes to like a super high, whatever that's called, super high notes, whatever, singing. And I think that that's like, it's falsetto. Yeah. Yeah, that moment's super beautiful. And I really like even before it where he's like, you know, you'll always be my favorite prom queen, even when I'm in dad's shoes and mom, you're in mom jeans or whatever line goes. Like I really like, I like that part too. That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
And that too might even be one of my like favorite bars on there. I mean, even though it's not really like a bar, it's more of just like a lyric. But yeah, from what I can think of right now, I think that, I mean, I think Off the Grid is pretty good. He has some decent ones there. But yeah, those are, I think those are some of the words I most look forward to like listening to on the album, on the same song.
Yeah. Cool. Trying to think of other, I'm sure there are other ones. Yeah. Gonna look at the track list real quick. Oh, I like the song Jonah. I don't know who the feature is, or at least off the top of my head, but I remember liking that song.
I never really heard of him. Vory, V-O-R-Y. I was looking it up too. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember the lyrics on that being really, really good. I have notes. Oh, I haven't even looked at it. I was actually showing my coworker, like the notes that I was taking. And then, yeah. Let me see. What were the lines? Oh, I like that one. I hope you're here when I need the demons to be gone. It's not fair that I had to fight them all on my own. I thought that sounded really good. And also I like that imagery of like, it taps into a real emotion that I love. So, oh yeah, this is the one with Lil Durk. Like Kanye and Jay are still brothers. They're billionaires. Yeah, those are some good bars. Oh, I like the lyric. I don't know what song it's on, but when he goes like, I could give a dollar to every person on earth. Person
on earth. Yeah, I forget which one that is too. That might be, which one is, not television. I don't know which one that is. Might be Pure Souls. I think that was Pure Souls.
Pure Souls. Yeah, such a cool one too. Yeah.
And I think I really liked off of the one you talked about, Heaven and Hell. I really like a lot of that song. No lyrics immediately come to mind, but I know that that one had some good bars.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, these notes are not very... It's just like, I love Travis Scott.
Yeah, it's not a heavily bar-oriented album, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say even like Last Call has more... There might be more rap lyrics in that song than this entire album, but it's okay. It's not like what he was going for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was so excited. And this is where like expectation is like the root of all heartbreak. Because somebody on Twitter, like who was involved in the album, might have been that Justin Youngboy guy, said that he's like rapping for his life. It's like he's trying to get signed again. Like, this is like no light parties in LA. And I was like, that, okay. Like, really?
Yeah, I remember seeing that too. I was like, oh, I was like, song 18. I was like, I haven't heard it yet. I'm not sure when it's coming, but.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's kind of, yeah, definitely accepted the fact that it's not like a really like lyrical album, but for what it is, I did enjoy it. So, yeah. But I love the bars. I hope that in the future he comes out with like, because sometimes he'll just like release the song and it'll just be like great.
So, that's why I want to hear. Did you listen to Life of the Party?
I haven't. I need to. I've been so, I hate the word busy and I never want to be a busy person, but I have not had the chance to do it yet.
I haven't.
Did you listen to it?
I've heard snippets on Instagram, but not really. I've heard it's like longer. So.
Okay.
But I also don't want to hear like a leak necessarily. Like, I kind of want him. I heard he might release it, so I wanted to just do that.
Okay. Yeah, I hope he just releases it. Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes out of nowhere, he'll just like drop like really great music. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, he came up with a song called Brothers with the guy who gets featured on Bound 2. I think it's Charlie Wilson is his name. The one who kind of sounds like Michael Bolton. And so it was like beautiful and like the bars were great and it never got put on an album or anything, but it was just like random for like this TV show. So hopefully Kanye will bless us with something great and like super bar heavy.
Bound too. I really thought it was Michael Bolton this whole time.
That's so funny.
I just learned something new. I love Charlie Wilson though. He's so good on. Well, if you had to, you don't have to necessarily rank, but what would you say just in a rough, like, even moldable collection, what would you say your top five songs are from the album?
Ooh, top five songs. Okay. So, okay. I think my absolute favorite one is Heaven and Hell. I love Remote Control. I love Pure Souls. I love Come to Life. And I'm gonna give it to New Again. Actually, I haven't mentioned it, but I actually like really like the opening part of it so much. Like, I'm very drawn to it when he's like, if I hit you with a WID, better hit me with like hi with a bunch of eyes and hey.
Yeah, that was really choice. Fun.
I love it. So, and I liked it. I know he features Chris Brown on there, but I liked the way it sounded. So like artistically, like I like that song a lot. So it's one that I listen to a lot. And I really don't like support Chris Brown at all. I think he's like, you know, we all know Chris Brown's not it, but yeah. I do like that song. So those are mine. How about you?
Yeah, as you list them, it's hard to like even narrow down, which I think is really good. Cause off of Yay, it's like you have to leave, it's your two least favorite songs is pretty much the list for your top five. So this one's nice that you actually get to like choose some. But I would say I really like Lord, I Need You. A lot, and I actually like 24 a lot. I really like the like, it's like a slightly distorted chorus singing, I think. And I really like that part. And then I like Come to Life a lot. I feel like that's the consensus. Most people like that one the most. I like Off the Grid a lot. I really do like the Playboi Carti verse and Kanye's verse. And I don't really listen to 5vo foreign or 5vo foreign, however you say it. But I do like his verse on here. It's pretty good, and it's long too.
Yeah.
And then I think Jesus Lord, just the combination of like Kanye goes a long time. I like the melody of it and I like Jay Electronica's verse a lot. And so But even, yeah, I think like honorable mentions, I really like Heaven and Hell, like you said. I think Junia is super fun, actually. I think it could have been like more, but I really, yeah, I think it's like a really fun, like not nonsense song, but kind of just like, yeah, I feel I had to look up, oh, Junia, is that like instead of saying junior, but it's like some Japanese designer guy. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And
That's
so,
cool.
yeah, I thought that one was a really fun song.
Yeah, that is a good one. Nice. Those are solid choices.
Yeah, there's a lot of good choice on the album. What would you
Last
say is
one.
your
Yo.
least favorite song? You just,
Least favorite.
it's gonna be a permanent skip the rest of your life.
Ooh, I definitely do skip some, so let me see. The Donda chant can't count, right?
Oh yeah,
Like,
no.
it's like the worst Kanye opener ever.
Yeah.
Donda. Let me think. Oh, I didn't like God Breathed too much. I put on my notes that it was good, but not as good as the rest, and went on a little bit too long. And I do like the, I think it's such a good, it like sounds cool. Like, I know God breathed on this. I like that for a moment, but for a whole song, I didn't see it
Yeah.
as super necessary. Yeah, I think that's the one that I had the harshest criticism on. The other ones are just like super good, phenomenal. I love Kid Cudi, like, my little notes.
You like
Yeah.
okay.
I do like that song. I like Lil Yachty a lot. Do you like that one?
That's probably my least. That one and God Breathe are probably my least favorite. But I think I'm not really a Lil Yachty fan, but I think his verse is decent actually. But it just kind of, I think I perceive it how a lot of people perceive Remote Control as kind of like corny, odd. You know, I don't know. I'm not a massive fan, but I do like Lil Yachty's verse compared to how I like most of his verses.
For sure. Yeah, Lil Yachty's so funny. Cool. Yeah, you know what? As I'm looking at the album, I don't think there are like too many skips. I
No,
think,
not really.
yeah. Like the
I
low
think
points, I don't think are that much.
and I think there's like a super strong, like I think, let me see. Like I think I really like Keep My Spirit Alive. I like the features in there a lot. But I think between like Jesus Lord, New Again, like Lord I Need You, Pure Souls, Come to Life, and then ending with No Child Left Behind, I feel like it's a super strong run. Like it's really good songs back to back to back.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. Are there any songs that you want to break down for us a little bit or that you have like deeper thoughts on?
Like super deep thoughts. I mean, I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, am I going to be serious or am I going to be, I'm trying to think of a word that's clean, like a dumbass about it. Like, am I gonna be like, what take am I, what approach am I gonna go? I think I'm gonna give my dumbass take and also my like more like articulate
All
take.
right,
My
I'm with
dumbass take is the DaBaby line. I think he really missed an opportunity here. So he said, "You threw me out like some garbage, huh?" There's a saying like throw the baby out with like the bathwater. He's like, "You
you.
throw me out like the bathwater, huh?" I just think is a missed
That's a
opportunity.
huge miss. You should email him and Kanye, and I feel like Kanye would change the album on Spotify for you.
Yes, I have emailed Kanye West before. When
Yeah.
my I ordered the CD version of Jesus is King and like it never shipped. Like it took like
Oh
the
no.
album had dropped and like it just never shipped. So I was like going to his and in order to like email his merch, you actually have to email Kanye West at kanyewest.com. And so I'm like, dear Kanye, please like ship me my album or refund me. Like I could use $13 right now.
She did
It
it
was like
or anything?
it did. But I did get a response, but it was definitely not from Kanye. Although it said it was from Kanye.
Oh.
It said like Kanye, but it was probably like his automated response. But
That's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. So definitely will email DaBaby and tell him it was a missed opportunity. I guess I could talk about like heaven and hell a little bit more deeply. I really liked the line where it said, like, Lord, know my bulletproof vest. Like, when we survive, we know that we're blessed. save the people through my music. I think that does a lot because it, like, I think the imagery of the bulletproof vest is so intricate to the whole of Donda, and it's not really mentioned so much on the album except for in this particular moment. And so I like the idea of it's not the bulletproof vest that saves you, rather it is God, and then taking that a step further and like saving people like through music. I think it like when we think of like Kanye and thesis statements, like what's the thesis statement of Graduation, what's the thesis statement of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like what's the thesis statement of Donda? I think it could be summarized in this line, like when we survive we know that we're blessed, save my people through the music. Yeah, I think this is definitely a beautiful album, and if I were to speak a little more deeply, like applying like theory and stuff to it, I think that would be like what happens when we survive, like what kind of music does like a saved person do, like what kind of freedom does that give? I think that it gives you the freedom to tell the devil to stay down, and I think there's a lot of power in that. So that's like my more articulate take, and then the DaBaby one was just like my silly one.
I really do think I haven't listened to this verse too many times, but I think that'd be pretty brilliant addition.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'll have to listen to Heaven and Hell with a deeper ear now after that.
Cool.
But yeah, I really like Praise God a lot, and I think I don't really listen to Baby Keem that much. I think something Kanye does really well is like making the Avengers of like new people, and he does just such a good job of like connecting with features that you would never expect. Like even on Life of Pablo, he had Post Malone. Like I don't see Post Malone and Kanye working together, really, you know. But I think on this album, like having Baby Keem was pretty big. And then there was one other artist I was trying to think of, like even DaBaby, like I think that kind of comes out of nowhere because they don't seem like they're both rappers, but they don't seem on like the same page of anything, but they seem like good friends in real life, I guess. There's someone I was trying to think, but I feel like even with, I feel like it's just going to escape me. Maybe let me look at the track list, but it's not helpful because none of the people are on it. But the Playboi Carti, I think that's one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because Playboi Carti was on Dark Lane demo tapes, Drake's album, and people were pretty disappointed. Like, oh, man, his feature was lame. He was supposed to, like, Drake was trying to bring in the new people. But then I feel like Kanye has a way better verse with Playboi Carti. And so the fact that they can even be on an album and they, like, are on Junia together.
Yeah.
I think is pretty. And then even having Don Toliver. Like, I feel like old rappers don't really include new, even though he's R&B kind of thing, like super well. And so I think, that's something I really appreciate, that even adding Baby Keem, and I feel like he has an album that's kind of highly anticipated. And released a song with Kendrick Lamar that was pretty good. But I think the one thing that stood out to me about Praise God is that like, it's not a throwaway song at all. It's actually like kind of a banger. And then the fact that Kanye like, forces you to listen to Donda before you get to that song, like it's not an interlude, because usually interludes are kind of skippable things, and that's why like that's why interludes are a thing, is even on All of the Lights you could have just placed all that piano stuff, but I think because people want to make like hits, you know, they throw it in between, and so it always serves a purpose. But I think the fact that that wasn't called like Donda interlude, it like forces you to listen to I think something that Donda wrote and like her voice before you listen to like a what could be a hit song. And so I think that that was pretty powerful, that there's like a gatekeeper to that song, unless you want to fast forward like 35 seconds every time you listen to it. And then the fact that it opens up, like I mentioned earlier, into Travis Scott like doing some unique vocals and then having a pretty solid verse, and Kanye only sings the chorus kind of on that song, but yeah, I think overall I really like so many of those dynamics going on in Praise God.
Yeah, that's the one where she said, it cannot always be night. And then he like plays with her voice a little bit, like into the night. Yeah, I love that. And I loved that he incorporated her in that song. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just reminded of how, like, she's like a doctor of English and was a doctor of English, like at Chicago University, like so cool. And love that he did that. Super special.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of depth to the a lot of the songs, but we'd be remiss a little bit not to touch on at least a very competitive album with it. Could be perhaps the sole reason Kanye released it so early on a Sunday instead of the following week. But
yeah,
do you have any thoughts on CLB or You said you haven't listened to it too much, but what has been your experience with it?
So yes, I definitely, like, before I form like an opinion on Certified Lover Boy, I wanted to give it a try. And also, like, I'm a Drake fan. I like, I'll even admit, like, I've become like a Taylor Swift fan. Like, I'm not like if they're not riding with Kanye, like, they're not riding with me. Like, that's just not me. I went into Certified Lover Boy being like, oh, I'm excited for a Drake album. Like, summertime has passed a little bit, but Drake's awesome. And so went into it loving it, like, wanting to love it. But I went into that attitude with Donda and loved it a lot more than Certified Lover Boy. I think there were some questionable lines on Certified Lover Boy for sure. Like, he, like, in like the first song, he says, like, you know, I'm coming through with that, like, popular Megan Thee Stallion song with Cardi B. I was like, did Drake just say that he had one of those? Very interesting flex, and I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think it works. And so, and then he also calls himself a lesbian on one of the albums. I was like, what is this? What is he doing? Like, what is this album? And so those are like my contentions with the album. I think there were just some moments that I just didn't think worked. I don't think Drake is that, like, silly or playful. I think he's more of like a romantic. I think he's like in his feels kind of guy. And so when he tries to do like the whole comedy stuff, like, I just don't think it works. Maybe it does. Maybe like some pro Drake fans are like, you know, could make that argument. I don't know if anyone like passionately loves Drake like this, you know what I mean? Or maybe they do. Maybe, I don't know. But I like Knife Talk a lot. I like 21 Savage. Yeah. Knife Talk, I think, is the best song on the album, for sure. That's one that I'll like listen to just like upon my own volition and not out of like, oh, I want to listen to this so that I can talk, you know?
Yeah. Not for research.
Exactly. A lot of it felt like, okay, it was like a chore a little bit. But Knife Talk was super good. And credit to Drake, because he sounded good in it too. But 21 was for sure my favorite part of that song. And I liked Champagne Poetry. Champagne. I like poetry. And so it worked. And I thought the samples were really good. It reminds me a lot of the stuff on Take Care, which is my favorite Drake album. So overall, I mean, I liked it. I didn't like it as much as Donda. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as Donda. But I think for what it was solid. I think he's definitely going to get a lot of radio play off of it. So yeah. Good for Drake. Good for Drake. All right. What were your thoughts?
Yeah. I feel like this was such a highly anticipated album. It was supposed to come out in January. There even like release videos of like January 2021, CLB. And I feel like, because I think we do, and I think Charlamagne said it, that we live in like a Drake era. Even though too, I really like Charlamagne, there's this like bit of him talking about, like, it just shows you how much Kanye's like has the pulse of the culture and like has the culture in his hand, is that like he did a listening party at this massive football stadium and like within a couple of days sold it out. And did it 3 times. And so,
yeah,
I think that as much as I would say we live in a Drake era, and I would say that my expectation was that CLB will be better than Donda. I think overall, because I think it's like very popular to, like, I had a lot of friends being like, oh, CLB's trash, putting it down. And something that's really interesting, I saw a stat that CLB had like 150 million streams on its first day, where Donda had 95. But on its second day, it only had like 85 and Donda had like 104. And so I think there is like, because it's so hype, people give it one listen and then people will be like, oh, whatever. And where I think Donda's actually picking up some momentum, like, I keep checking how many streams Hurricane and some of his songs have, and they're actually like going up pretty quickly, which is kind of surprising. Yeah. But I think it's caught a lot of like traction. Like, I think it has enough depth that people are listening to it a couple times. But CLB, I would say it's probably going to be like good. And I think Drake albums don't like hit me very well first. Like, I remember listening to Scorpion, I was like, eh. I remember listening to More Life, I was so disappointed. But over the course of a year, I started listening individual songs off More Life, and I was like, this may be one of my favorite albums ever. But it just like took a lot of time, because I think Drake doesn't all sound the same, but there's sometimes it's harder to get past some of the similarities. You need more time to actually dive into it, where I think it will be like pretty highly regarded. The thing is that I think the biggest difference between Donda and CLB is that I knew what I was going to get with CLB. I knew I was going to get like an introductory line with a lot of bars, and I knew there'd be a concluding song with a lot of bars. There'd be like a future feature somewhere, going to be some R&B songs, going to be like one or two really good pop songs. And I think Knife Talk, I would agree, is the best song on the album. And Way Too Sexy, I don't think that Drake does like the comedy thing super well, but I feel like that opened up like, I think Drake does like charismatic swagger really well. And so I really like some of the like cadences on that song.
Yeah.
But my, I think the way I boiled it down to is that like right now, Drake is definitely bar for bar better than Kanye, but Donda is something Drake could never create. And Kanye can't create it right now, but Kanye made an album better than CLB already. And so CLB may be a better album, maybe more highly regarded, whatever, but it's something, it's like art and artistic that only Kanye could have made. And Drake could never, even at his peak, have created something like Donda. And so that's where I think the difference is that Kanye, like, and I'm going to NBA reference of like LeBron, as he's aged, he's gotten better at getting assists. He's kind of slowed down a little bit and he like focuses energy where he can. And I think Kanye's done the same thing where he's like learned to delegate a little bit more, even though he's always been like had really good features and stuff, even off College Dropout. And so, yeah, I think that as Kanye's like become a multi-billionaire and has a lot of other priorities, he's still found a way to like showcase his artistic talent, which I think demonstrates even like the wider breadth of it more, because it's not so focused on him just like producing good lines and stuff. And so I think CLB I'll end up liking a lot, but I think Donda's like much more unique. On the first listen, I had no clue what I was gonna get. I knew I was gonna get bars with Drake and R&B kind of stuff, but Donda, every single song I was like, oh, what will this sound like? I have no clue. It's so new and so innovative.
Here for it. It's a feeling only me and LeBron know. So I think Kanye would agree with you and really appreciate the LeBron comparison. That was super articulate, super agree. And for what it is, I really enjoyed Certified Lover Boy, actually. And but you're right. I don't think he could touch the artistry, the pageantry, the grandeur, the opulence of Kanye West. And I don't think many people could.
No. All right, well, we're running out of time here, but would you, where does this rank in your all-time Ye discography?
I don't think it touches my top three. I still adore My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Graduation, College Dropout. Those are my favorites. I think I like it better than Ye, for sure. I like it better than Jesus is King. I love 808s. I've really become such an 808s fan. So I don't, I don't know if it's better than that one. I think it's in my lower, it's definitely not better than Pablo, to me. Maybe it will become a little bit more in a few years. But I think it's in my lower. It's above Ye, above Kids. Ooh, I love Kid Seekos. I don't know. it's sad to say. But I don't think it's not at my top for sure. So I'd say like bottom third. How about you?
Yeah, I'd say so too. I think that's how you distinguish like really recent Kanye fans with like longer ones. Because I've had people be like, "Oh my gosh, Jesus King is so good," or even like Ye top three Kanye album, Donda top three. I don't think that. Top five, to be honest, which I think demonstrates how Kanye is. But I would say I think we have the same top three. And then I probably like, I understand how influential and great 808s is, but my own personal idiosyncratic, probably off from how good music is, I think I like Donda more than 808s. And probably will play Donda more than Yeezus, even though I don't think it's like the same type of accomplishment.
I forgot about Yeezus.
It's not top five. I would say Yeezus might be a classic, but I would still rank it lower than Donda on my like personal taste playlist, but not on my like how good of an album do I think it is.
I respect that. Good.
You have any predictions for Donda's long-term success? I think I get really annoyed when people like within 24 albums of an album dropping like, oh my gosh, instant classic. Or you know what really bugs me is when someone releases a decent to somewhat entertaining, somewhat intriguing song with like a feature or two features, and then they like, it's like a photo of Kobe and Shaq with championship things, like, oh, Lil Durk and whoever on their new album, or like Playboi Carti on this new song, and I'm just like, like 24 hours, there's no clue. I need to stop that trend.
That's a funny meme, but like it's not, I know some people like overuse that meme for sure. It's like hilarious. I think it's gonna shift and shape the culture. I think that it's gonna influence the future of music. I think we're gonna see a lot more features, heavy albums. I think it's definitely gonna influence, and I think this will be one of his classics. I don't think it's a classic right now, but I think people will look back on it and recognize it as like one of his great ones. Like upon in the twilight of Kanye West, people will remember Donda.
Yeah.
Any more thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that'll be similar. I think that someone had some tweet that I liked about, like, stop demanding the album, just like appreciate the greatness mm-hmm. of like the uniqueness of this album rollout, which I think is part of what Kanye has to do in order to get number one albums. Just so I'm being completely honest, I think he's a very good marketer. Within the last mm-hmm. like four albums, there's always been something going on besides the music before he releases an album. I think it will be remembered better than Ye. It doesn't feel as, because I think Ye felt like, oh, this is a snapshot of Kanye's last 2 weeks. And even the big day for Chance felt like, oh, this is a snapshot of like the month he got married or something. So it's not as universal. It's kind of like thrown together quickly. But Donda feels like more thought at least went into it. And it's not so particular, even though it's not as like Ye's too coherent. It's too much about like a single thing. But I think it will be definitely better than Jesus King, Ye. And I think, yeah, and I'm a bit surprised at how many streams it keeps getting. And so I think people actually will like, I don't think it's going to be a radio banger, you know, but I do think that like people will like it and it will be relevant for the next 5-10 years, much more so than even some of his other albums. Yeah.
Cool. Love that.
Yeah. Do you have any just brief thoughts on album of the year, or would you say this is your favorite album this year?
Favorite album this year? Yes. I would say it's my favorite album this year. I was thinking about other albums that I enjoyed this year. Yeah, I think favorite hip hop album for sure. I mean, outside of hip hop, I really enjoyed Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. I really like Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. Not as much as I did when I first listened to it, but I think John is probably going to be my favorite one. I mean, unless Kendrick drops, then I think he's got some real competition.
Yeah. There's just a difference. There's like an upper echelon of rappers where like Lil Baby's album, I'm sure it's good, but it's like, even like Migos Culture 3, there's certain people that are built to make hits and like built to like are good. But I think that like there's a level of artistry that you get with the top tier of like, but that I was kind of disappointed by Jake Cole's album. I think it was really good. I think it's some of the highest level rapping you'll get this year, undoubtedly, besides maybe Drake and Kendrick and some other small parts. But I think that it wasn't as full. And that's what I really appreciate about Tyler's album, that I didn't even get all the way through, but it felt there were different sounds you were hearing. There were different stories incorporated. And it's just like, you can tell he's better than just good at writing lyrics on a page. And that's what I really appreciate about Kanye's thing. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Tyler's up there again. But I think that's even more full to me than J. Cole's album. But I would say it will be between this and Certified Lover Boy, I think, in terms of like super mainstream stuff, or even like a Grammy next year. It might be nominated. I'm not sure. But I would say it's definitely the upper echelon of albums of the year.
Yes. Totally agree. I'd be surprised if he wasn't nominated.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Awesome, Adriana. It was a pleasure talking to you about Kanye, and I was able to release so many thoughts that I've been building up over the last week and a half. Yeah.
Good. Likewise. All right. So this has been
Kanye Conversations.